Hello, and welcome to the Green Book Commentaries Podcast. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa, Volume 14, Episode 37, Chiropractic Equations Analysis. Doctors of Chiropractic and Student Initiates, welcome back for another episode. I know it's been a while since our last one, and I've received numerous messages from our loyal listeners. I really appreciate you all, as it's been an amazing year for the Green Book Commentaries podcast. As of December 2023, we are about to cross the threshold of 10,000 subscribed listeners. I am grateful for your constant support and look forward to continuing providing chiropractors and students of our profession with quality content in 2024. So let's get into today's reading. This short chapter in Volume 14 introduces us to another subluxation analysis that was developed by B.J. Palmer. As of 1926, when Volume 14 was published, the Palmer School of Chiropractic could boast in the development of the following methods of subluxation analysis. First, static palpation. This was the first analysis that D.D. Palmer used when he checked Harvey Lillard for a subluxation. This method has the chiropractor feel along the spinal column for any structural asymmetry, such as spinous process rotation, taut and tender fibers, and swelling. Next, B.J. Palmer developed the Merrick system. This analysis was considered the neurological roadmap when analyzing subluxation and has been the gold standard that subsequent methods were based off of. This method connected patient symptoms to the organ likely causing the problem and then connecting the organ back to its innervating spinal segment as the likely location of subluxation. If you're the chiropractor who can name a spinal segment, the organ that it innervates, and likely conditions caused by a subluxation at that specific segment, then you can thank Dr. B.J. Palmer for this groundbreaking analysis. After Merrick's system, the Palmer School of Chiropractic developed nerve tracing. This method would have the chiropractor palpate tender nerves from the involved organ to the innervating spinal segment. This analysis would be combined with Merrick system to confirm findings and better locate the subluxated segment. Then, B.J. Palmer developed majors and minors. While this sounds like we're talking about baseball leagues, keep it straight. Majors and minors was an initial attempt to see what happens when a chiropractor would only adjust what they deemed to be the primary subluxation and avoid secondary ones. This was when the idea was born that even though there may be many subluxations, could you get better results by adjusting less segments? And it proved to be a true workable model. We now get to equations, our topic for today. As the name suggests, it is a formula based on math. It is a mathematical expression showing relation between cause and effect. Think of it like a shorthand way of expressing which bodily function is affected by subluxation, and then the spinal area where that subluxation can likely be found. So, for example, the equation of C plus E minus within brackets, like multiplication, with the addition of MCP equals major subluxation. C means calorific function or heat. E means excretory function, often associated with fever. MCP refers to mid-cervical place, so cervical segments 3, 4, and 5. So what's this equation? So what this equation tells us is that this patient who has a fever, likely due to dysfunctional excretion, has a subluxation of either C3, C4, or C5. While simple enough, it does require a lot of memorization, including the 9 primary functions, the 9 primary families, and the most common species, also known as the health conditions caused by that specific subluxation. After reviewing equations, I'm thankful that it was eventually discarded, as BJ moved more into objective analyses like X-ray and instrumentation, and relied less upon the subjective. With that, we begin our reading from Volume 14, Chiropractic Textbook, page 215. Article 281, Specie and Physiology. A specie is an incoordination having the characteristics and causes of a family of diseases. A subdivision of a family, one of the type or class which characterizes a family. Each of the 9 primary functions, when abnormal, produces 2 species. Hybrid species have more than one function involved, and therefore are indicated by more than one letter. Species can be indicated by spoken words, written words, symbols, or groups of symbols, or any other mode of expression, but a very adequate system of symbols has been made to use for this purpose. Hence, the use of one or more symbols with their signs will indicate the abnormal physiological processes which are involved in the disease. The student should study chiropractic physiology in order to analyze efficiently by the equational method. For example, if secretory function is at fault, it is necessary to reason deductively which secretory organ is abnormal, apply the generic table, and find its place in the spine. Then proceed to look for the subluxation in that place and list its direction of displacement. Article 282, Family. A family is a group of or class of incoordinations having the same characteristics and causes. A group or class of things having the same characteristics and origin. If general function is under consideration, and if it contains any degree of abnormality, there is but one family, namely paralysis. The symbols of abnormal general function are O plus and O minus. The species of all the diseases from any of the functions may be placed in this general classification. Also, if any tissue is abnormally functioning and there is no specific classification in which it can be placed and no symbol for it, it should be placed in the general paralysis family, with the symbols O plus or O minus, as the case may be. Article 283, Equations. An expression showing relation between cause and effect. An expression showing equality. Words, symbols, or other expressions showing the specie and family of diseases may be used to indicate normality. In chiropractic, instead of naming an incoordination, we indicate it by equations. By means of symbols, a shorthand method is given, so to speak, of writing down the chiropractic name for any disease, which shows at a glance which physiological functions are involved and what family they are in. And these facts tell in what place in the spine we may expect to find the subluxations, and about how many subluxations one may expect. But remember, no rule can be made in regard to this. The true equation is written out in order to show equality, as A squared plus B squared equals 25. Some chiropractic equations, when written out in full, appear as semi-diagnostic. Since the formula for analysis is family plus location equals major, we can make the equation just given, a genuine chiropractic equation, by substituting all chiropractic values in the formula. Then we have C plus E minus within brackets plus MCP equals major. As in grammar, we often use sentences without subjects or without verbs, these parts of speech being understood. So in chiropractic, it is common to use merely the symbols with the rest understood. The student should learn to use the entire equation before he abbreviates it, so he will fully understand what an equation is. Article 284, the 9 primary functions and the 9 primary families with the most common species. The list of species after each family can be increased, going from the direct to least direct until all 18 species are in one family. That brings each family home to paralysis and all the functions involved, which are all of them, home to general function. Thus, it is seen that all the functions are general function, service, and all diseases are paralysis, lack of service. Nevertheless, in order to pin a disorder down specifically, to find its specific cause, it is necessary to have specific classifications. Article 285, paralysis families. Paralysis is any disease, any incoordination, and any subdivision or classification of the same. All the primary families are forms of paralysis, and so are all the species. The tissue involved may be any tissue or practically all the tissues. The species of paralysis are O plus and O minus, and all the others including the combinations such as C plus E minus within brackets, or N C plus R. A single species as C plus is said to be squarely within a family, as the fever family, while C plus E minus within brackets, a hybrid species, being a combination of two families, is said to be in the fever poison family. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. This has been the Green Book Commentaries Podcast.